31 KWW, 315.
Ben 10TD 82.
KC1 HGO, I am back.
Yeah, it's kind of raw out there tonight. Billy, raw, all the good stuff. Good night, just stay in. Have another hour or so. Head upstairs and a cup of coffee. And watch a little boob tube, and then an hour of boob tube, and then say good night.
Yeah, this weather kind of makes you feel tired anyway.
Yeah, it does. You know, and hopefully, I think tomorrow is supposed to be good, and then Thursday is supposed to be another nasty one, and Friday. Saturday, I don't care, I'll be indoors all day. So that works for me.
But we copy that. I better run down to the store before it gets too late to bother. I don't want to bother going down to the corner here. I'm just going to go around the corner. I'll be right back. I'll catch you in the mobile. N10QD.
Hi, Chris. Catch you in a little bit. KB1KWW.
KC1HGL. Is this the part where I just bounce around from station to station trying to make contact?
Yeah, it's KB1KWW. This is Mike. Who's this, Andrew?
This is Tyler. New. Today is my first broadcast day.
Okay, Tyler. Apologize for that. It's getting out. You're doing good over here. Modulation is a little low, but, I don't know what you're using. Maybe speak a little louder.
I am on Echo Link on my desktop. I was also leaned away from the microphone.
Okay, yeah, that was better. Leaning away from the mic always has that tendency to do that. Where are you located?
Weathersfield, Connecticut.
Okay, yeah, I'm here in Terryville. I don't do Echo Link. I never got into it. I know that's the new way to go. But I never got into that. But it's a good way to get around the globe.
Right now, I don't have a base station and a means to use HF. So this is my base station. As it stands right now, it's running through an Ethernet cable, but bounce HF off of Yagi at 45 degrees once I get my general and $600.
Yeah, copy that. No, hey, listen. I think the Echo Link works. It works good as long as you get that internet connection and. It sounds good at this end.
I was thinking about getting SDR. Getting an SDR and running that through a power amplifier and just running it through the ceiling via Yagi. Bounce it off of the ionosphere at an angle instead of going straight up.
And, bridge a little bit smaller since I have, to find space, so to speak.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm not going to run a J-pole.
TD Mobile.
Okay, hey, Chris.
Just taking a quick run down in the corner here.
Okay. I've also got a 62-foot tower. And I've got in the yard, and I got plenty of space, so. As far as in the house, I don't have that much space, so I find that the mobile rigs work fine.
With the mobile rigs for the state of Connecticut, do we have a bypass from the hands-free device off, KC1HGL?
Yeah, there was a law passed a couple of years ago. I forgot which, exactly what the title was, but yeah, you could look it up and you know, type it in the search engine and find it. I used to have a copy sitting here. Not sure what I did with it over the years. Probably moved it and it's in a pile somewhere that wound up in the wrong pile, you know. But yeah, there's one.
I think I'm just going to use my foot. I'm going to wire a push the top button to my foot because of the loopholes.
Yeah, copy that.